Hi, this is Adam.
Hey there, this is Joe, and welcome to the third in our series of Coca-Cola New Music podcasts.
It's a great pleasure to be with you this month.
Hey, I got it wrong. I should refer to it as the Coke Music Podcast with us, Adam and Joe.
Not new music.
No, that was all wrong. European new music, right?
You know, I was thinking about European music the other day.
Were you?
Yeah, just one afternoon I was on my bed and I was having a think about European music.
Were you naked?
Yeah, a little bit. I had some pants on.
It's a pretty picture. Keep painting.
Yeah. I had my pants on and I was thinking about European music. And I was thinking, you know what makes me sick is when people always think that the only kind of great music in the world comes from either England or America. Britain or America.
Sickening. That's sickening.
It
makes me angry.
Angry?
It makes me want to spark off some kind of a war.
Same here.
A music war.
Yeah.
And I would definitely be on Europe's side.
You know, and let's not forget that some of the most influential bands of all time have hailed from some of the countries that we are going to be exploring this week.
Yeah.
This month we are talking to people from Ireland, Germany and France. Name me your favourite band from Ireland, Joe.
My favourite band from Ireland has got to be Clannad.
I was thinking of The Cause.
Were you? What's wrong with Clannad?
Clannad are very good.
Clannad.
The Hooded Man.
Clannad, exactly.
Ho, ho.
Ask me another one.
Favourite band from Germany?
Das Autobots.
Das Autobots?
Yeah, they're very underground. No one's heard of them.
What's their biggest hit?
I am Das Autobot.
I love that one.
It is good.
I am Das Autobot.
That's how
Will
it goes.
You plug me in?
That's how it goes.
I'm running out of batteries and want
goes.
To have a swim. Favourite band from France?
From France, of course, that would be Serge Gainsbourg. He's not really a band.
He's an artist.
He's
but that's
an artist.
All right, that counts.
I like him.
You know, Phoenix. Do you like Phoenix?
Oh, Phoenix are terrific.
One of them goes out with Sofia Coppola.
Yeah.
Hot band right now.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. They come from France. So listen, if you're prejudiced against European music, you can just get out.
Eat your hat.
Eat your hat. Have it. Go on, eat it.
Stew your shoes.
Right now. And to prove to you how stupid you are for ignoring the brilliance of European music, here's JD in Paris.
The Dodos.
The Doodoos. Unless they're called the Doodoos.
It's spelt D-O-D-O-Z, listeners, just in case you want to follow them up. They're still at school. They're only about 17. There's one girl and three guys, and their influences include The Velvet Underground, The Clash, Moving Units, Interpol, Block Party, The Strokes, Franz Ferdinand, Television, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Blondie, Lou Reed, The Smiths. Everybody, basically. Their influences include everybody what is good.
All music.
And not the ones what are bad. But that sounded pretty good to me. You know what I liked about that?
The sexy French girl.
The sexy French girl. The fact it sounded genuinely new and raw and real and garagey. Some of the stuff we played on this show has been quite produced, which is obviously possible cheaply for kids these days, what with computers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they sounded kind of very analogue and authentic, didn't you think?
They bashed that one out in their front room.
They did, and I liked the way she sang most of the lyrics, but then every now and then he would chip in with one word.
Life.
Yes. Which is always good.
Can I get your life?
Mm.
Can I get your
sausages?
Let's hope they don't become extinct, the Dodos.
Very nice,
Joe. Thanks a lot.
You certainly are getting very good at this whole...
There we go. That was Nothing's Complicated by Winter Camp. Now, something surprises me about that band. It sounds like a very female song. It sounds like a kind of wistful lullaby sung by a lady who's a bit lonely and worried.
It's hurt woman music.
Yeah, but weirdly, that band is made up of like six blokes.
Six strapping men.
And they've just brought her in to sing the vocal there.
Yeah, because they can't personally... If you could see a picture of this band, you can go onto Winter Camp's website and there is a picture of them there.
Yeah, it's www.wintercamp.com. But there's a dash between winter and camp.
Take a look at them and you will see that they're a sort of strapping load of men. They could be sort of in bands like the Libertines or the Killers or I don't know what.
That was a lovely record. It had a great melodic kind of guitar line, didn't it? Chiming guitars.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly like that. And a lovely lady singing lyrics that I don't understand. But it's partly because they're from the heart of a lady and also because maybe her grasp of English isn't that brilliant. But sometimes that ends up with some quite poetic lyrics, don't you think?
Yeah. Now, we don't know the name of the lady singing on that track. So we could speculate.
Yeah. Becky Smudge? I don't know. I think possibly Becky Smudge.
I was thinking Fanny Brussels.
Fanny Brussels. What's wrong with Becky Smudge? At least that was clean.
Fanny Brussels is is clean.
She did. She's got very
strong Brussels.
Word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough Brussels.
Tough Brussels.
Tough Brussels.
You know? And
anyway, now that we've figured out her name, what about her?
She did an album last year called Ouch, You're Hurting My Shoulders.
My shoulders. Wow.
I like it when you give me massage, but please not so hard. You're hurting my shoulders.
Do you think we could release some music in France?
Yeah.
And get rich faster than we could in the UK?
We could be like Air.
Air,
you know? Two young men of a certain age.
That's the secret to art rock, though, isn't it? If you set up an art rock band in a country that doesn't have your native language, then you're instantly big, aren't you? Because you'd get everything slightly wrong, but in a way you couldn't control or calculate.
Mm-hmm.
It would be brilliantly arty. Yeah. We should go abroad, man.
This is exciting. You heard it here first, listeners.
Thanks very much, JD the DJ. We're now leaving France.
Au revoir.
And going to head to Germany.
Guten Tag. Wowee. That was Rich and Cool.
Now, it's important, listeners, you realise that Rich and Cool is spelt with a K, not a C in the cool, and it's all one word. And if you go on their website, they look a bit like Goldie Looking Chain. I was expecting that to be hip-hop, because they're all on their website. There's a picture of them with caps and shell suits kind of thing, a big bunch of them.
Right.
But instead, that's almost like a computer-produced, kind of the perfect music. Because it's got elements of art rock. It's got a little bit of element of hip-hop in there. It's got, it seems to be sort of everything that's going on all rolled up into one.
But the lyrics, man, hard to beat those lyrics, I'm telling you. My favourite lyric was the bit about the heartbeat being fast and nasty. And that's something that I suffer from as well, actually. I'm on pills.
Right.
I've got a fast and nasty heartbeat. And the heat between you and me, super sweaty.
Yeah, you know. And Rich and Cool are a Berlin-based band. And according to their press release, they mix disco and punk with trash pop and electro. And also, fabelhaft rock. Here's an excerpt from their website, and here's a quote. It says, during their live gigs, the people go crazy because the band's so connected. And they feel this connection, and then they feel connected. It's nothing intellectual, it's something deep in the body, which is a lot like the band's music.
Yeah,
does that
make sense to you? I think it does. I think what they're talking about is a new type of thing that they use at gigs. It's like a sort of leads that they use, they sort of clip onto people's hands,
yeah,
and then you clip it onto a lot of other people, and they pass a small electrical charge through
them.
Yeah,
well, either that or the floor's wet. And one of the leads has fallen in the water, yeah, and everyone in the arena is receiving a mild electric shock.
Good times. It'd be great if you could do that, and just regulate it properly. Obviously, you don't want people dying. You don't want any kind of fire or anything, but just a little mild electric shock. And then you'd come out of the gig feeling really pretty
buzzing
and jazzed. Lots of good ideas. Pitch tuner there with Raindrops. Now, I think that lady was singing Japanese, was she not?
I think so. This week's podcast has a lot of quite confusing vocals in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, people are just sliding all around the world now, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got French people singing in English,
yeah,
German people singing in Japanese.
Exactly. What are the Irish people going to sing in?
I don't Klingon?
Know. Klingon?
Probably.
Klingon.
But I quite like that track.
On the whole, music is most enjoyable when you don't really know exactly what they're singing about.
Really? When the lyrics are just meaningless noises?
It's like they're too literal almost.
You like a little bit of abstraction in your lyrics.
I like a bit of Bowie cut-up nonsense.
Yes.
I looked at the spatula and I wondered about green.
Why does the castle eat all the ice cream? Little man, what are you doing in my shoe? Oh, whoa-oh-oh. And now it's time to check back with our competition here on the Coke Music Podcast with Adam and Joe. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we've been asking you to send in what we call canthems. What are canthems, Adam?
Well, a canthem is any piece of music, however short and simple, it doesn't matter, that has been recorded using a Coke can as an integral part thereof.
Now, it has to be a Coke can, doesn't it? And we can tell This entry that we're about to play you was recorded on a Coke can. This comes from Chris Morley, and we think he might be trying to play the theme tune from The Adam and Joe Show on a Coke can. Have a listen to this.
See, short and sweet, but very impressive, and one of the best entries that we've received so far.
He also sent us a photo with that, and if you want to paint a kind of visual picture, he's wearing a top hat, and he's got yellow plastic glasses, and sort of a semi-beard.
He's insane, basically, is what we're saying.
He's touched with genius.
He's like a mental
which
patient.
Also has a little bit of insanity in it. Chris, if you're listening, and he's probably the only person we can guarantee will be listening, then Adam doesn't mean that. I think you're brilliant, but eccentric in a good way. So if you think you could do better than Chris Morley and create an even better song using a Coke can, then send your entries to adamandjoe@cokemusicpodcast.com.
Should we remind people of the canthem that we ourselves created?
Do we have to?
Yeah, come on, I think we should.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. I begin by just tapping the can. This is just tapping. That's tapping with a metal ruler.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like tapping with a metal ruler.
Yeah. And that's, of course, achieved by opening the can with the ring pull there.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. And that is just twanging the ring pull.
Twanging?
Twanging.
Twanging.
Yeah. And I've layered it up. Okay, now when I say go, I want you to start freestyling all over its arse.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
Ooh, yama, take it out, yodo, bololo, te da, billago. Ooh, yabado, 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 hola, make it da, bigado. Ooh, yagada, wo, ooh, taga ya, wo, ooh, de, yo, yagada, bo, yeah, do, yo, 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 go, bo, bo. Easy jet, easy jet. A cheap flight, easy jet. I am going to visit my cousin in Ealing. Oh, wickedy, buckedy, bo, visit my cousin in Ealing. Oh, wickedy, biggedy, bo, flying on easy jet.
That was Cowboy X with a track called Gabby.
The lyrics of the chorus there, turn the TV off when you're going home. It's a risk we run. Now, could that be some kind of comment about... seat-back mounted televisions in cars or sat-navs that receive the TV signal?
I think it's mainly about the dangers of leaving your TV on standby. It's a terrible waste of energy, and that's exactly the kind of thing that's causing harmful greenhouse gases.
Well, it's an important record full of all sorts of important messages and innovative recording techniques, and good luck to them, Cowboy X.
That was The Adventure, and they...
No, it wasn't. It was The Adventures.
I'm so sorry.
It's not just one adventure.
Sorry.
They're each an adventure.
I'm being much too limited in my
you
adventure
divided,
view.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, we have a picture of the adventures in front of us.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, describe the scene for me, Joe.
Well, it's in some kind of a primary school or secondary school playground. There's a graffitied wall and a basketball hoop. And the adventures are wearing blue jeans and suit jackets and shirts and ties. And they're kind of in various different stages of jumping in the air.
Yeah.
So one of them's gotten, sorry to interrupt, but sorry. Another important piece of information from the Adventures news desk. One of them has got an eye patch.
Has he?
Yeah. The Adventures cite their influences as the Beatles, Elliot Smith, the Beach Boys, Blur. Have you heard of Blur?
Yeah.
Also Radiohead, The Clash.
Radiohead.
The Jam. Have you heard of the Smiths?
Nah.
You might have heard of the Strokes. They all influence the Adventures. That's a very strong list of influences there. And they sound pretty good.
I heard a bit of Strawberry Switchblade creeping in there as well, and some early Candy Flip.
It sounded, out of all those, it sounded most Strokesy to me, with the vocal distortion and the choppy hardcore guitars.
Yeah, they're sliding up and down from chord to chord on the fretboard.
Well, that's another couple of great bands from Ireland for this month. Thanks a lot, Jenny. Well, that's it from the Coke Music Podcast with Adam and Joe for this month. And if you like any of what you've heard from any of those particular countries, you can go to www.coke.com/music and hear even more unsigned music from that country.
Yes, absolutely. So in the meantime, take care of yourselves. If you're making music, please send it along to us. We'd love to hear it.
And be safe.
Exactly. Be safe.
Be safe. Make sure everything is earthed.
Clunk click before every trip.
And all health and safety regulations have been adhered to before you start recording any music.
And please, if you're going to use swearing, then use it sparingly. And don't forget that you won't receive any daytime airplay if you do so.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next month.